The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah here on the Amid Beis says, Ha'achin hashutfim, brothers who are partners, shechayovim bekal min petrim mimaisi behema. When they are chayiv in each giving their own kalboin, when they give machtes ha-shekel, then the halacha is they are exempt from ma'aseh behema. When they are such types of shutfim, like the Mishnah will explain, that each one has to give their own kalboin, so then they are indeed like a regular shutfis, and then they're exempt from giving ma'aseh behema. Whereas, continues the Mishnah, chayovin, b'ma'aseh behema, when the two partners, brothers, who are partners, are chayav in giving ma'is behema, then peturim min ha-kalboin, then they are exempt from giving their own kalboin. Konu mitzvisas habayis. So the Mishnah goes on to explain, when is it that they're chayav in ma'is and exempt from a kalboin? When it's konu mitzvisas habayis. If they bought from tzvisas habayis, they inherited animals from their father, and they never split it up, the inheritance, so then they're not considered like shutfim, they're considered like one proper, like one reshus, and therefore, they're chayiv in ma'aseh behema, and they're potter from a cowboy. Vim lav, peturim, if they didn't get it from tzvisas habayis, or let's say, in other words, they divided the nechasim, and they never became shutfim again, so if they never became shutfim again, so then, even in the animals that they divided, they are, if they divided and never came back shutfim again, so then they are like buyers, and they are exempt in all of the animals from ma'aseh behema. Chos v'nishtatfu, if they divided up, and then they became shutfim again, chayovim b'kalboin, then they're each chayiv in their own kalboin, l'ptuim ma'aseh behema, they're exempt from ma'aseh behema, it being that they're shutfim, they're exempt from ma'aseh behema. They're chayiv in a kalboin, the type of shutfis that they have now does not patter them from a kalboin. Adarabi, they're chayiv in a kalboin, and they're exempt from ma'aseh behema. Says the Gemara, how do I know that people who are shutfim, if it's not tzvisas habayis, how do I know regular standard shutfim are exempt from ma'aseh behema? What comes out from the Mishnah is that whenever it's a partnership other than tzvisas habayis, they are exempt from giving ma'aseh behema. So the Gemara says, how do I know such a thing? The Gemara says, Ton Rabban, we lived in a b'raiso, yia lecha v'lo yishal shutfis. The pasuk says, by b'chor. It should be for you. And the Gemara says from that the pasuk says, loshen yirabi yachid. It says, from that the pasuk uses a singular loshen, we make a drasha lecha v'lo yishal shutfis. When it's for you, when it's yours singular, but not partnership, then there's a chiyuv. I would think even if they're partners, the type of tfisa abayis, they're also exempt. Tamalami yia comes to include that even that when it's tfisa abayis, so then we don't exclude them from the halacha of ma'is. So the Gemara goes on to explain, if you're using a drasha from a pasuk that's written by Bechor, and we're talking about ma'is. So the Gemara says, meaning in the Bechor, the isi b'shutfis. The pasuk is obviously now coming to tell us laws of Bechor, because we know Bechor is chayiv even if it's by shutfis, even if it's by a partnership. So if we don't need it for that, so we have a klal, how to darish in the Torah, that if it's im enin in lezeh, tenei enin in acher, if the pasuk is not needed for that enin, we use it for another enin, and therefore, since we don't need it for Bechor, the isi b'shutfis, Bechor is b'karachem, the pasuk says a different pasuk, that Bechor is chayiv even when it's a shutfis, tenei enin, the ma'aseh behema, so therefore use it for ma'aseh behema. So from here the Gemara learns that partners are exempt from giving ma'aseh behema. So says the Gemara. Now in practical terms, today we will see in a later Shibaz Hashem about the chiyuv of ma'aseh behema nowadays. Basically we don't have the ma'aseh behema nowadays, and as a halacha shir, I would like to extend this Gemara to a halacha that can be learnt out of this Gemara, that is applicable today. The Marit al-Gazi, in his Sefer Kiles Yaakov, Tosefta Rabbanu Yiskuf Lametes, he says that just like the Gemara here, darshins from the word lecha, from that the Torah uses a singular lashon for you, to exclude shultvis, to exclude partnerships pertaining to ma'aseh behema, so too says the Marit al-Ghazi, one of the early achrayim, that hu adin, partners who own chometz do not violate the aveira of bal yeroah. There's a law in the Torah that you're not allowed to own chometz on Pesach, and that law, the Torah uses the words lo yeroah lecha, it should not be seen by you. So the Torah uses the same word, singular, like over here by Bechor, which we darshan for Meiser. So just like by Meiser we darshan that we exclude partnerships from having a Chiv Meiser, says Merit Al-Ghazi, Hu Adin, we exclude Chometz that belong to partners from the Aveira of Bal Yeroah. So even though there's another Isser of owning Chometz on Pesach, and that is, there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah saseh, there's a positive commandment, tashbisu, you should get rid of the chometz that you have. And that mitzvah of tashbisu is a loshen rabim. It's not a kasha. The aveir of bal yeroah will be excluding shutfim. The lav will not apply to shutfim that own chometz, but the asay, the mitzvah of tashbisu, will include even shutfim, even partners that own chometz. So says the Merit al-Ghazi. I would like to discuss in this year a practical case and see how the poskim use this Merit al-Ghazi, the halacha. I would like to begin with a case that's discussed in early achrayim and build from there and come to some perhaps more common cases. The Minchas Moshe has a sefer and a vizier in the Chukas HaPesach Din Chav Gimel. He discusses a shayla. There was once a story of 12 Jewish partners that they owned chometz together. They had yayin sraf, they had whiskey, which was made out of chometz. And the 12 partners, they all got together and they appointed a shliach to sell the chometz for them. 11 of the 12 partners agreed to make this shliach, a shliach to sell the chametz for them to a goy, for Pesach. One of the 12 partners, though, was unhappy with the way the shtar was written. He wanted the shtar to be changed. He believed halachically the shtar should be written a drop different. However, the other shutfim, the other partners, were unwilling to change, being that the Rav already wrote it, and they didn't want to change it, it was already written, and they did not want to change the way the shtar was written. So the 12th partner was supposed to take care of selling his portion of the shutfis. He believed he maybe wasn't obligated or whatever, but the bottom line was he was supposed to sell his portion of the shutfis, his portion of the chametz that they owned together. And at the end of the day, he didn't do it. He was negligent, and he sold. He went to his own Rav, he took care of the Mechiras Chametz himself, and he sold all Chametz that he knows about and that he doesn't know about, that are under his jurisdiction. But he did not sell specifically the Chametz that was part of the Shutfis. Then it came after Pesach, and the question was, do I say that all the whiskey owned by these 12 partners is perhaps also to be eaten after Pesach? Since one of the 12 did not sell his chametz properly to a goy, he only sold the chametz in his house that he knows about, that he doesn't know about, and perhaps that does not include this whiskey that was part of a shutfis. And the question was asked, we know that if a Yid owns chametz over Pesach and doesn't sell it to a goy, we're not allowed to eat it after Pesach. Chazal said, chametz she'avel ala Pesach cannot be eaten. There's a knas Chachamim gave to somebody that had chametz over Pesach and did not get rid of it. The So the Sefer Tiberias Yosef in Simchav Beis, he said a heter. Then at least 11 out of 12 portions of the chametz should be permitted after Pesach. Since 11 out of the 12 shutim did sell their chametz to a goy, so we could divide the whiskey after Pesach into 12 portions, give everybody their fair share of the whiskey, and the ones that sold the chametz, their share will be permitted, and the one that didn't sell his chametz, his share will be prohibited. At the time of Pesach, when it was aser to be owned, at that time it was all collectively together, it was all a shared property. It was all one big shared property, so perhaps you can't divide it up. And that we have Ishagis Aryeh, says the Tiferes Yosef, Ishagis Aryeh says that for pertaining to this Isser of Chomet Sh'omer Lava Pesach, we say Bireiro. There's such a concept called Bireiro, it's a big sugi in the Gemara. Do I say Bireiro? Do I not say Bireiro? What is Bireiro? There's a big sugi of Bireiro. But in essence, what Breira is that we're able to determine at a later time what was beforehand. So if we apply the concept of Breira to this case, it would mean that when they divide up the partnership and each one takes their share, I say, it's a Gloy Milsa Mefreya, it comes out that we say retroactively the portion that each one takes today for their part of the partnership is retroactively theirs back in time. So if you do that, if you have 12 partners and you say retroactively, now that they're dividing retroactively, each portion that they're taking was really theirs all along, so then in essence what's happening is the 11 partners that sold their chametz are saying, now that I take this barrel of whiskey, this was the barrel that was always mine. And at the time of Pesach, now it's huvrar. Now it became clear that the whiskey that I own at Pesach was really this barrel and nothing else. And the partner that didn't sell his chametz, he had no ownership in this barrel that I'm taking right now. So the Shagis Aryeh has a tshuva pertaining to chametz avel of a Pesach that was owned by Shutfim, and he says that we could say Breira, since we're only dealing with the Issa de Rabbanon of Chomish Avel of HaPesach, and when it comes to Dinim de Rabbanon, we say Breira, and he says this also fits into the rules of Breira, and says the Shagas Aryeh LeHalacha, if partners had Chomitz and one sold and one didn't sell, we could go ahead and divide up the Shutzvis after Pesach, and then it won't be any problem. The portion of the one that sold the chametz, that portion will be permitted, because b'derabbanan we say b'ayir. The Chok Yankiv is not so happy with this Shagas Aryeh. He's concerned about that there's a shita that says that klape eating chametz after Pesach, chametz avodah v'Pesach, the issur of eating chametz that was owned by a yid over Pesach, hachamim were mechmet to give it a din as if it's a d'raisa, even though it's only a d'rabbanadik issur. But there are those that say that it's only permitted if it fits into the rules of what we would permit by a d'raisa dik issur. And therefore the Chok Yankiv is not ready to be mekel like the Shagas Aryeh when it comes to eating the schnapps, when it would come to eating the chametz after Pesach. If you want to benefit, if you want to sell it to a goy and benefit from it, for that, you could treat it like a derabbanan. But if you want to eat it, for that you would not be able to rely on the Shagas Aryeh. However, the Mekor Chaim, written by the Nesivis, brings down this Chok Yakiv. The Nesivis is in the Simetov Memches, Sifkotan Aleph, all the way at the end of the Sifkotan. The Mekor Chaim brings down the Chok Yakiv, and he's not so concerned with the Chok Yakiv's problem. But the Tiferes Yosef says, even if you are concerned with the Chok Yakiv's problem, there's a daya that Tzepnei Yeshua holds, This yain seraf is only a chametz d'rabbanon, and therefore, even if you would want to go like the Chuk Yaakov, you have a Pnei Yeshua to rely on, that it's only a chametz d'rabbanon, and therefore you would even be able to eat, drink this whiskey that was avel of Pesach from the portion, if you divide it up, and the parts that belong to the 11 partners that sold their chametz would be permitted after Pesach. So says the Tiferes Yosef, to permit the eating or the drinking of the portion of the 11 partners that did sell their chametz. However, he did not have a way to permit the portion of the one that did not sell his chametz. And in truth, the Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Mem Ches, Sifkot and Bey says, "Who had in Shnei Yisraelim sheish lam shutzvis? If you have two Yidden that have a partnership, and one of them sold his portion to a goy, mutar achili shenofa al oisi Yisrael shemachah chalke v'chili she Yisrael aser." The Mishnah Berurah indeed says this halacha. Mishnah Berurah says that if the Yidden who had a partnership and one sold the chametz and one didn't sell the chametz, and then they divide up the partnership, the portion of the one that sold the chametz is permitted after Pesach, and the portion of the one that didn't sell the chametz is prohibited after Pesach. So this is mamish like the Shagas Aryeh, and he even permits like the Mekor Chaim that it's mamish permitted to be eaten the portion of the Yid that sold his chametz. The Minchas Moshe wanted to come up with a potent how we could even permit the portion that belonged to the Yid that did not sell his chametz. He says he wants to entertain a possibility. Possibly we should say that there was a bitul b'roiv. Since 11 portions out of 12 were sold to a goy, and therefore there was no prohibition on it of chametz on Pesach, so perhaps we should say bitul b'roiv. But then he says, no, we can't say bitul b'roiv, since the bitul has to be on Pesach. And on Pesach you can't be mevatel it, because even chametz of a goy is also to be eaten. And bitul b'roiv is only when it's heter with mixed in with iser. But any surah, the Rambam says, any surah mevalim zeh zeh. The Rambam says we can't have that one iser is mevatel another iser. And since chametz on Pesach, even the chametz that belongs to a goy, is also to be eaten by a yid, so it comes out they're both are aser, are things that are aser. So therefore, we can't say any bittul of iser, since iser with iser. Since it's iser with iser that are mixed, we can't say any bittul b'roiv on such things. The Minchas Moshe wanted to say a patent that even though they're both iser, but perhaps we could have another way how we could say bittul b'roiv, because you could be mevatel the money. You mevatel the portion, since some is owned by these people, some are owned by these people, which is a bittul b'roiv on the mammon aspect. But that is also not good, because the Gemara in Bey is mevur faket, we don't say bittul b'roiv on money. So says the Minchas Moshe that we're able to permit, he says in the name of the Tiferes Yosef, we're able to permit the portion of the 11 Yidden that sold their chametz, but we can't permit the portion of the Yid that did not sell his chametz. Comes the Marsham in his Agois to the Sefer Minchas Moshe, which later got printed in the Marsham, Shaili Sechuvis Marsham Chelek Chesim and Ayin. See, first he says that there's a possibility that even though chametz during Pesach, even though owned by a goy, was aser, even though they're both iser, but perhaps there's a difference between the chametz that's owned by the goy and the chametz that's owned by the yid. Since the chametz that's owned by the goy is going to be permitted after Pesach, the chametz that's owned by a yid is going to be prohibited after Pesach, it comes out they're different enough, and perhaps we would be able to say bittul. That's the first thing that he said. But then he says the Mashayim, I have a much better Heter. We said before that the Marid Al-Ghazi says that just like animals that belong to Ashutvis are exempt from Ma'aser Behema, since the Pasuk says Lecha, since the Pasuk uses a singular Lashon, we exclude Shutvim. So too, says Marid Al-Ghazi, Chomet that's owned by Shutvim doesn't have the law of Bal Yeroi. So says the Masham, it would come out, according to Merit Al-Ghazi, this chametz that belongs to Shutfim would be permitted after Pesach. Even though on Pesach there was an aver of Tashbisu, but since there was no Isser of Bal Yeroa, we explained that Bal Yeroa only applies to chametz that belongs to an individual. Chametz that belongs to partners does not have the Isser of Bal Yeroa. And if the one who owned the chametz did not have an aveir of Bal Yeroe, so then after Pesach there won't be any Isser. Even chametz that's owned by partners, the owner is either violates the aveir of Tashbisu, the positive commandment of Tashbisu, which is said in plural form, so that aveir, even when it belongs to Shutvim one, is a violation of Tashbisu. Nevertheless, the Shagas Aryeh says, chametz that a person owned during Pesach, if he only violated the Aveira of Tashbisu, but he didn't violate the Aveira of Bayeroe, does not become also after Pesach. So therefore, says the Marsham, the Chayyar, we have a way to permit even the portion of the Yid that did not sell his chametz, since he did not violate the Aveira of Bayeroe, according to the Marit Al-Ghazi. And the Shagas Aryeh says, if he's not over Bal Yeroa, there's no Isser of Chomet Shavah Lava Pesach. However, says the Masham, the Psak of the Marit Al-Ghazi is not so poshut. Even though the Marit Al-Ghazi says that just like our Gemara said, that animals belonging to Shutvis are exempt from Ma'aser Behema, because the Torah says, Lecho, and so too, just like there's no chi of Ma'aser Behema, so too there's no din of Bal Yeroe. However, there's a Rashbo that says not like that. There's a Rashbo that says that a Behema that belongs to a Yid and a Goy, if a Yid and a Goy have a partnership in an animal, the Yid will be in violation of the Avei of Shvisas Behemtoi. Even though the Torah, when the Torah says the mitzvah of Shvisas Behemtoi, the Torah uses a singular Lashon Behemtecha, nevertheless, the Rashba says that we don't know, Ein lanu ela mashadosh Chazal. We only know a Chazal Darshin, sometimes Chazal Darshined to make a miut of Shotvis. Sometimes Chazal did not darshan to say a miyot of Shutvis. So comes the Marsham and he says, but the Marid Al-Ghazi says that the Chayyar not so pashut. Now some Rishonim that say you can't just make drashas whenever you want, even though here the Gemara excluded Shutvis from Ma'aser Behema, that doesn't mean everywhere where the Torah says singular that you can be Mimayit Shutvis. And just like we paskin in Allah and Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim Simi Yesh Mavov Sif Hei, like those days that say, we say it's a halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch that there is a shvisas behemtoi even on partnerships, even though the Torah says singular lashon, because we don't know when to darshan, when not to darshan. So too, perhaps there is an aveir of bayeroa even on chametz that belongs to partners. So therefore, at the end of the day, the Masham is not so sure whether you could permit the portion that belonged to the yid that did not sell his chametz. However, I would like to explain that a lot of times, at least in today's day, we would be able to permit even the portion of the chametz that belonged to the Yid who did not sell his chametz. Why? There's a tshuva of the Maria Levi. There's a shaylis tshuva of Maria Levi, chelik bei simi kuf mem gimel, and he says as follows. He says, even though the Mekor Chaim says that a person has to speak out all the types of chametz that they're selling, and if they don't speak it out, so then it won't be included in the sale. That's only if when they made the sale of the chametz, the goy bought the chametz for a designated price. They already set the price of how much the goy is going to have to pay. But if they wrote in the shtar that the goy will pay for as much as the market value is, which will be estimated by shamoim, by appraisers, after Pesach, so then what difference is there what type of chametz there is in the package? In other words, says the Maria Levi, that a Yid who sells his chametz, and he writes he's selling all chametz that he knows about, that he doesn't know about, even though he didn't specify what the chametz is, so he indeed sold all chametz that he owns, even chametz that was not specified at all in the shtar. Even though the Mekor Chaim, the Nesivah says it can't work, the Mekor Chaim is only talking about if they designate a price. Now going back to the case of the Minchas Moshe, this 12th person that did not sell his chametz, he only did not sell the chametz specifically of the Shutzvis. He sold all chametz that he owns, that he knows about, that he doesn't know about. So the way that Maria Levi says, that would really include even the portion of chametz that belongs to the Shutzvis. So why didn't the Minchas Moshe say that? Perhaps Minchas Moshe is talking about a case where they wrote, this 12th person, when he sold the chametz that he had, he wrote in the shtar how much he's selling the chametz to the guy for. He already designated a price of how much the chametz is being sold for, and since that price is not including this chametz of the Shutzvis, so therefore, we could not put that portion of the Shutzvis into his Mechiras Chametz, into the Mechiras Chametz that he made on his personal chametz that he had. But the way it's standardly done, Kumdumani, the way chametz is sold, the standard way of selling chametz, the way Rabbanim sell chametz nowadays, is they don't designate the price, then it would fit into the psak of the Maria Levi, and therefore if such a case would happen today, I believe there would be a heter even on the portion of that person that did not sell the chametz specifically of the Shutzvis, as long as he sold his chametz by a rov, and he wrote any chametz that I know about or that I don't know about. So this is the discussion of what the Paiskim deal with, and that specific case of somebody of a partnership where one of the partners did not sell the chametz and the other partners did indeed sell the chametz. And this discussion all pertained to a partnership of where was after the fact, one of the partners did not sell his chametz, and he clearly said, do not sell the chametz for me, and we're coming after Pesach, and we have to deal with the issue that perhaps it's chametz shavalav Pesach. What happens if it's before the fact, it's before Pesach, and somebody wants to know, they have a partnership with a goy, so if a partnership with a goy is not a problem, but there are two yidden that have a partnership, two Jews have a partnership of chametz, a warehouse of chametz, and one of the partners is very religious, is very aware of the halachas of mechiras chametz, he's able and to take care of selling the chametz, his portion of the chametz. But for some reason, his partner, he's afraid his partner is not going to make a mechiras chametz. Perhaps his partner is not so religious, perhaps his partner is not so bedas. Whatever the reason may be, he's concerned that his partner is not going to sell the chametz. And he doesn't want to have this issue that the partnership is going to become, that all the chametz owned by the partnership will become chametz shavalav HaPesach. What is the etzah? What can the person do? So there's a sefer, Mishpat HaMechira, that deals with Mechira's chametz. And he says that one partner could sell the chametz for the other partner. And he has two reasons why one partner is allowed to sell the chametz for the other partner even without permission, even without knowledge of the other partner. And number one, he says, because it's a big tumult in the paiskim, whether we say this or whether not, but he says the main halacha is that we say zochin. You're allowed to make a zchiyo. One partner, really for anybody, wouldn't even have to be a partner. If you know there's another yid that has chametz, you would be allowed to sell the chametz for that person. Because it's a halacha of zochin l'adam shleibefarav. You're allowed to do a schos. You're You're allowed to do a benefit for somebody without his knowledge about it. So too over here, you're allowed to sell somebody's chametz in order to absolve the other person of being over chametz shavah l'va Pesach and to save him from losing his chametz from becoming aser after Pesach at chametz shavah l'va Pesach. That's number one. Number two, says the Sefer Mishpat HaMechira, especially when it comes to partnerships. Partnerships, we know the halachas in Hilcha Shutfim, Shulchan Aruch, when it discusses laws of partnerships, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when it comes the time to sell merchandise, partners who own merchandise, and it comes the time to sell the merchandise, one partner is allowed to sell the merchandise without the permission of the other one. He could force the other partner to sell it. Adayta dahachi, the partners became partners. The partners understood at the beginning of the partnership that this is an understood part of the partnership, that when it's going to come time to sell it, they're both obligated to sell it. And so too, chametz, when it comes right before Pesach, it's the time to sell chametz. Chametz, every yid is supposed to sell the chametz. And therefore, one partner can sell the chametz of the whole partnership without the knowledge and consent of the other partner. And therefore, the chatchila, if there are partners that own chametz, the chatchila, one partner, the partner should work it out and get consent to make one of the partners a shliach to sell the chametz for the other partners. But in case that didn't happen, one partner would be able to sell all the chametz belonging to the partnership without even the consent of the other partners, on behalf of the entire partnership, without the consent of the other partners. And that would absolve the whole problem. In the truth of the Minchas Moshe, in that discussion, in that case, the partner that didn't sell his chametz said specifically, don't sell the chametz on my behalf. There, it would not work. If the partner speaks out and objects, and also, even if he objects, but if he objects, then you can't have zochin. But besides the objecting, the 11 partners did not intend to sell the chametz belonging to the 12th partner. There was an issue, and there we had to deal with the fact that after Pesach, perhaps 1/12 of it is aser, which we mentioned is a machloikis, that according to Merit al-Ghazi, we would be able to permit even the chametz that belongs to the 12th partner. But at least, even if you don't hold like the Merit al-Ghazi, at least the portion of chametz that belonged to the other 11 partners, we would say Breira, like the Mishnah Berurah says, we could say Breira, like what the Shagas Arya says, we could say Breira and permit the chametz that belongs to the other 3, to the other 11 partners. This completes this shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.